Let's get it. Hop off a 16 passenger. This is a G5. No, this is not a challenge, a big one. I keep some members with me. The freaks get cold sheets. There's some cannibals, eaters. You know, I'm a brilliant rapper, aren't I? I'm a brilliant rapper. No wonder you're on a night out and suddenly you're kissing someone, aren't you? And this person is everything to you. What a dream. This is my whole life in this moment. This is love. Let's go and get a hotel. Yeah. Let's go and have sex. I mean, make love. This isn't sex. This is love. I mean, sex as well. So that's what makes it great. Sex and love. So we stumble out of the club. We're drunk. And any hotel will do. We just want sex. I mean, love. So any hotel will do. Not a cheap hotel, though. Oh, of course not. Are you sure? It's still a bed and a shower. It'll be fine. No. Of course not. A nice hotel. It's 2 in the morning. But all hotels are open 24/7. So, yeah, okay. Let's get a nice hotel. Oh, yeah. I love you. Oh, I love you so much. Hi. Can we get a room, please? No, we don't have a reservation. Obviously, we don't have a reservation. And this is my point, right? Why are they so fucking snooty? The people that work in a hotel lobby at 2 a.m. Yes, we want to fuck. I mean, make love. Why are you acting like this isn't a cool thing to do? And moreover, why are you acting like this isn't the majority of your business? Hiring out a room upstairs that people can fuck in. That would be a more honest title of your business, wouldn't it? Fuck rooms for hire. Because that's what they are. So why are you looking at me like I'm some kind of pervert? Just for wanting one of your fuck rooms for hire, which is the name of your shitty hotel. Fuck rooms for hire. Of course, it's not shitty. You know, it's very nice, you know. Because we couldn't go to the Holiday Inn Express, could we? Because that would cheapen what we're clearly doing here, which isn't sex at 2 in the morning, it's love. I mean, let's face it, it's sex. We could have just gone to the Holiday Inn Express, which I know is less than £79. And they give you a complimentary bottle of water to wash out the taste of cum. Anyway, snooty. Snooty hotel lobby. Do I have to grovel? Do you please have a room in this fuck palace, please? Right, good. How much is it? £249. That's fucking ridiculous. It's 2 a.m, mate. We're here to have sex. Then we both have to leave at 8 a.m. It'd have been £249 if we'd have checked in at 3 p.m. Yes, it's the same price, sir. And this proves it. And this proves it. Because the people that check in at 3 p.m. are here for business. Not whores. They're here with their boring partners on a city break. Just because we're young and DTF. Yeah? You're punishing me. You're punishing us for just wanting sex. I mean, love. It's a disgrace. And you should be ashamed of yourselves. And just for being snooty, you know what I'm going to do? You know what we're going to do? Despite you, we're going to have sex, sorry love, in this hotel lobby. Yes, this is happening. Illegal? Illegal in what? Illegal to make love? And there's your evidence. Illegal to make love in the hotel lobby, apparently. It's 1984, isn't it? It isn't, because then the hotel wouldn't be £249 for 6 hours fucking time. It's nanny state political correctness gone mad. Why won't you just let me have some drunk fucking, I mean loving, for less than £60? It's mental. Lots of love. I mean sex.